Hi, and welcome to the latest Diagonal Walking Podcast. I'm Nick Corbell, and I'm just back from the third stage of my walk, which took me from the fringes of Staffordshire to the north of Buckinghamshire, Newport Pagnell in fact, which is now practically a northern suburb of Milton Keynes, although I probably won't make too many friends there by saying so. On this leg of my walk, I bumped into three young women, and they were aged from 17 to 19, and they were on a navigation skills exercise they were doing as part of a public services diploma. And I asked if I could record our conversation, as it seemed to be a golden opportunity to explore some of the views that they had about what the way the world was going and what was top of their mind. Anyway, I'll let them introduce themselves and what a public services diploma is. I'll admit, I didn't know. But a couple of points first. We were walking and talking, so you will hear the tramping of feet. On one level, you may regard that as making the thing sound authentic. On another, you may find it as annoying. Anyway, up to you. It is what it is. We were also passing underneath some canal bridges. We'd met on a towpath on the Ashby Canal outside Hinckley in Leicestershire. Anyway, given this setup, the microphone struggled to catch everything, but I think I got pretty much most of it. Anyway, see what you think. Okay. Good. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Orla McTiernan. I'm a level 2 uniform public service student.
Okay.
I'm Elise Yates and I'm doing level 2 public services.
Okay.
I'm Kira Kennedy and I'm doing level 2 public services.
Okay. Well, we're walking along the Ashby de la Zouche Canal, the grandly named Ashby de la Zouche Canal, which is a little arm, I think, off another canal. Anyway, so you guys are doing public service.
Yeah.
Qualification. Tell me a bit about that.
We focus on going into the army, police, firefighters, all the uniform public services, and we've got to do various tasks and coursework to help us get into them careers.
Oh right, and do you guys have a preference? Do you know what you'd like to go into?
I want to join the police, so CID or something along them lines.
Yeah.
I want to be in a fire service.
Fire service, that's very precise, yeah.
I want to be police dog handler or army dog handler.
Oh, right, okay. Good, and so you're on this expedition today, yes?
Yeah.
What's all that about? What's the point of it?
Navigation, it's a unit in our public service course.
Okay.
You nearly tripped over
yes.
Sorry, I tripped. As you know, the police and army and firefighters, they rely on navigation to get to emergencies.
Yes.
And we need to just show that we can navigate without teachers and stuff.
Okay.
It's a life skill, really, that you need
to learn.
Yeah.
Like to get through life, yeah.
Well, that's reassuring to an old git like me, really, because I didn't realise that you did actually learn how to read maps. I thought you all relied on GPS and your phones these days.
No, I'm not very good at it, but I still do it.
Yeah, we get taught how to use compasses and everything as well.
Good.
Because I started to learn about it when I was doing geography for my GCSE.
Yes.
And we were doing the 6 coordinates and all that.
Brilliant.
We just thought it was kind of cool.
Good. So we were chatting before we came on mic about changes that have taken place in the last 20 years. So, I mean, the oldest of you is only 19. We're passing under a bridge there, hence the echo. Explanation to the listeners there. So, what, from your understanding, what would you say have been the big changes that have taken place in your lifetimes? Anybody want to start?
Technology,
yeah.
Definitely. It's a real problem today.
Right.
No one really takes in what's going around them. They don't know how to socialise anymore.
Yes.
Being a young person, it might be a bit stereotypical, but you say hi to people in the street and they'll give you weird looks.
Yes.
Put your heads down.
Okay.
We're just trying to be nice.
Yeah.
But no, with social media as well,
mm-hmm.
It has changed a lot. Because you had just newspapers and that, you'd walk to the shop.
Yes.
But now you just go on your phone and you go on the internet and just everything's there.
Uh-huh.
But with photos as well, with women, it just
takes your independence away in a way.
Right.
And discipline is a major thing that has changed completely.
Go on, what do you mean?
People don't have discipline.
There's no discipline. People just think in our, not everyone in our age group, but quite a lot of people in our age group.
They just think they can like do what they want without any consequences, which is not true. Because when they go out like into the world, like have their job and like have their own house, then if they commit, if they commit a crime, they're being taught that they're not gonna like be disciplined for it.
Right.
So, which is not true, and they're gonna be stuck in a situation where they don't know what like to do.
Right. So you think that's got worse?
Yeah. Yes.
What makes you think that?
Because you've just got people like, you've got like 13-year-olds smoking weed, doing drugs.
Yeah.
Which is
not very good.
No.
I don't know. It's just no one has respect for anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just go out and leave their rubbish around everywhere.
Yes, litter's been a real problem on this walk, I've noticed. Yeah. But I think it's always been a problem.
It has always been a problem, but I do think it has increased.
Got worse.
Lack of discipline.
Yes.
Because, yeah, no one's got no respect for anything.
Okay.
Which is quite sad.
Good. So technology, discipline, what else?
Education.
Yeah.
Okay. That's changed, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's changed in a good way, but I mean it's really hard for people to go to uni with the costs of university and the cost of living as a student.
You didn't think of going to university? Was it an option for you?
I want to do forensic science at university someday.
That's very popular, isn't it?
But I want to do
But like a couple of my friends that go to uni, like they only work bar jobs, normal standard pay, and then they've got to pay like, I don't know, God knows, $5.50 for their student accommodation.
Yes.
Got to pay for the university fees, everything like equipment for university.
Is that enough to put you off?
Yeah, because we're not made of money.
No.
And you can get loans, obviously, but then you're going to be paying them back.
They're still loans, aren't they?
Life.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like you're just trapped.
Just cycle
in the education system.
You feel trapped?
Work system.
Did you say? Yeah. In what way?
Because you want to go and do things, but grades is another thing.
Yes.
If you don't have the right grades, you're not going to get looked at to even try.
Yeah.
But personally, I don't think grades mean anything. As in, you can read and write and do basic maths, which is what you do every day.
Yes.
Fair enough. But when it comes to more complicated stuff like, I don't know, Pythagoras theorem.
Yes.
You won't really use that on an everyday job.
No.
If you're in a carpentry job, then you'd need it.
Right.
Have you
mentioned technology earlier. Have you noticed the way that you've been taught changing as a result of technology?
Well, to be fair, I've been lucky. I've not really been around the new learning on iPads and stuff like that now.
Yeah.
I've always been a book person.
Right.
But yeah, I would say
that's,
so.
Is that coming in, is it? Sort of iPads and things
luckily
like that?
Luckily enough, when I was in year 11, which was last year I left, they were just like, they just put iPads into the library.
Right.
And we all had to do stuff like buy books and computers, like do our own research. So I was kind of lucky that I left at the time.
It's just coming in. But the iPad's been around for years though, haven't they?
Which part?
Well, iPads in general have been around.
Yeah, but they're like, it's new now, like they introduce it into schools and...
Yes, it's taken a while to get down to schools.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was surprised by that on a couple of levels. First, the iPad-type technology had only just reached their schools, but I don't know how much their schools were representative of other schools in the country. And secondly, how these young women saw themselves as lucky at having escaped it. Anyway, off mic, we've been talking about climate change. So I raise the subject again.
Okay. I'm just going to let mentioning also when we were off mic about climate and climate change. How big of a worry is that for you?
It's really worrying.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of litter again in the ocean is disgusting. The companies, the big companies, are also responsible for that.
Yeah.
So, well, just like Fukushima, that event was major and killed a lot of wildlife.
Yes.
And the beds, what's a certain word, them beds, the seabeds.
Oh yes.
The coral reefs.
Oh yeah.
They're all dying.
Yes.
Animals are dying. It's like palm oil.
Yes.
Orangutans are getting their homes took away from them for our consumption.
Yeah.
Why do we need palm oil when we've got vegetable oil?
Yeah.
That's not harming anyone.
Luckily enough, it has... Oh God. Fly nearly went in my mouth. Sorry about that. Luckily enough, there has, like... What businesses have been made to make people aware of what's going on with the litter? Because... You two don't know this, but I'm an ambassador for SandCloud.
Oh, tell me about that.
That is, it's a website, you buy clothes and the money, it goes out to go and help take all the litter all out the seas.
Oh,
and
very good.
Help the
yeah,
like animals in the water.
Good. So what is the answer, do you think, to all these problems with climate?
Well, to be fair, in my opinion, people should start
respecting
the wildlife because they were here before we were.
Yeah.
And technology, we can take time to upgrade our technology every single time something new comes up.
Yeah.
But we can't take time to pick up a bit of rubbish and put it in the bin.
So it's down to individuals, do you think?
Themselves, individuals.
Everyone. We need to come together and clean up the oceans and sort the society out.
But that's it, that word society or community. How much do you feel that you're part of a community or society? It's a big question, I know, but it's just one of interest to me.
Well, personally, my job is a rehabilitation support worker.
Right.
So I help people get back into the community who have had injuries. So I feel in that way I'm part of a community.
Right. There's another bridge, yeah?
When you're like... walking down the road in your own hometown or village and you can't speak to anyone because they're going to look at you funny,
yeah,
then you don't feel part of the community at all. You feel
right,
really isolated and just stereotyped.
Yes,
really.
Yeah. What about at home? Do you feel when you're at home, is that part of a community where you live?
Yes, I love my home, I love my people.
I do as well, because everyone is, it's family time, which everyone needs.
Yep.
Like some young people are not lucky enough to have a loving home.
Yes.
Which, like I said just a second ago, which everyone needs.
Yes, of course.
Because I think that's what affects young people, like,
yes,
with crime and discipline.
But do you think the social media you mentioned earlier works against that?
Yes.
Yeah. So have you done anything in your own lives to limit your exposure to social media?
I have cut down on a lot of apps that I have been on before. I was on like 20 apps and now I'm on about 4 or 5.
Right, yes. And you have to be checking all the time, don't you, statuses and... it's not just you, yeah, I find I do that too.
To be honest, I'm going to admit, I used to go on it a lot, but I have cut down a big chunk.
Yes. What forced you to do that?
It's just with like my family and everything, I just wanted to spend time with them, but then I always found myself like always on my phone and it just felt like I couldn't spend time with them. And then when a huge dip in my life came, I was like, I need to start spending
make
time
a change.
With, yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't nagging from your parents, it's something you did yourself, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. Okay, so we've got technology, we've got social media, climate change, respect. Anything else?
Do you have anything to say? Well, Brexit. I want to know what everyone's opinions about Brexit.
Yeah, well, what's your opinion?
My opinion is it's the best for all of us because the government are trying to say no one's going to trade with us because we're England. Like, no one's going to trade with us as soon as we leave the EU.
Yeah.
That's a load of rubbish. We're a big industry, we've got a big marketing industry.
Uh-huh.
There's always going to be people who would want to trade with us.
Okay.
It might be a bit more expensive, but where is all our taxes going?
Yeah.
we spend so much a year, we get taxed on everything.
Uh-huh.
And where is all that disappearing to?
Okay, and what about the other two? Do you got any views on this you want to share?
Personally, I don't really get involved the whole Brexit thing, so I don't really
I don't either.
No, but you're the guys that's going to impact on there.
Yeah, that's the problem.
It's interesting.
But
in
I do agree with Orla, though, what Orla was saying.
Well, it was
like,
go? I thought it was very interesting that in the Scottish referendum, they gave the vote to 16 and up. So if you were 16, you got the vote.
Yeah.
So do you know what, would you have felt informed enough to have made a decision? There's a boat going by here.
Me, I voted to go out.
You would have voted out?
I voted out.
You did get to vote?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay, yeah. Would you feel you had enough information to make a call?
No, I don't think I would have.
No.
And some people that are 16 years old, they're not mature enough to make decisions.
Right.
To affect like the whole country.
Yeah. But it's interesting, in Scotland they did give them the 16-year-olds.
Yeah,
were you aware of that?
No.
Because
and I'm half Scottish as well.
Yeah, well, there you are.
We are very uninformed. Considering Brexit is going to make a major impact on the younger generation,
exactly.
We do not know what's going to
happen. We don't know what's going on. We don't know what's going to happen. You can only go off hearsay.
Yes.
Because you don't know what's the truth and what's not, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For all we know, they could be lying to us and they could be like planning something that is going to destroy us.
I've stopped it at that rather nihilistic point as we were about to approach the bridge where we all had to leave the towpath. The women back to their college, me into the flesh pots of Hinckley. Some interesting views there, I thought, not least the traditional nature of some of them, the thoughts on respect, for example, or litter, and attitudes towards social media. They could have been out of the mouths of people much older than them. Maybe these were the values inculcated into them as part of the course. Or maybe they chose the course because they held the views anyway. Who knows? Anyway, I hope you find this variation in different views that we're getting as we go through the walk interesting. And I hope you found this chat enlightening, if nothing else. There's more in this particular stage of the walk in the works, so they'll be coming out soon. So stay tuned. Meanwhile, keep walking. Diagonally, of course. Bye.